All right, hang on, give me a sec. Count me in, count me in. I like it, count me in.
In 3, 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is JXT, the social media superstar, all the way from Melbourne, and you're listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is FNX. Oh, yeah!
G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Debbie Bennett here. Listen to this sick-ass podcast.
Hello, doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is the Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker. Don't worry, just panic.
This is Mean Dean Olsen.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is Scrapland Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Indeed you are. Welcome to the show, brought to you by FNX.network and our rad sponsors, WrestleMerch Printing. My name is Josh Armour. Today, or coming up very, very soon on this episode, a chat I had with JXT. I basically hit him up and said, hey, dude, I want to test out my new gear here. Do you want to jump on and have a chat? And he was all for it. And I threw the request out to a heap of Twitter followers, a heap of JXT fans and our listeners, and we have got some fan Q&A, plus some input from one of the hosts here at the Wrestle Radio Australia Network, so stay tuned for that. Just want to let you guys know quickly that this Saturday night, if you are in Adelaide, Riot City Wrestling presents Ultimatum. Big Brody Marshall getting his rematch against Brad Smythe for the RCW Championship, plus a 5-team gauntlet match, and the rematch for the Women's Championship. Savannah Summers looking to get the gold back from Miss Fortune. Tickets available at riotcitywrestling.com/tickets or at the door unless sold out. I'll be there with Sean Fuster and The Difference, Tyler Daniels, calling the action. Going to be a rad night. Hope to see you there. Now, some awesome news came through this week from WWE.com, of all places. Not just for Australian wrestling fans, but in particular for South Australians, people who have been following wrestling down here in Adelaide for many a year. It was announced that Damian Slater would be competing in the Cruiserweight tournament. It's really an awesome thing. You know, I was sitting there hoping that an Aussie would join this lineup of amazing wrestlers. And sure enough, boom, Slaterade, Slatality, the man, the golden boy, Damian Slater, the world beater, the best around. How many nicknames does the man have? Jeez, oh, we've lost out now. Man, I just so happy to see his name on there amongst that list of great talent. Hope that he advances through past the first round and gets a shot at that Cruiserweight title. That would be very, very cool. And, oh, hang on, what's this? Bugger me, on the line, it is Damian Slater. Congratulations, buddy, on being named as one of the competitors in the Cruiserweight tournament. This must just be a whirlwind at the moment.
It's more than a whirlwind. It's something I've known about for a long time, but to see it finally announced and be able to actually spill the beans and let people know it's just been unreal. It's probably been the craziest, busiest week of my life, and I probably haven't even touched the surface of what I'm about to enter into.
Because, I mean, just looking at some of the names here that are in this tournament, you've got Kota Ibushi, Tajiri in this tournament, Zack Sabre Jr., who just came off an awesome match with Kurt Angle over at Rev Pro. You've got Cedric Alexander, Brian Kendrick, Daivari, Gargano and Ciampa, Tozawa. I mean, like, the names that are in this is a who's who, and I'm so glad that they have really, truly made this a global tournament and really getting the word out there to people in every market. It's fantastic.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, you look at the names, and obviously a lot of them are big names on the independents in Japan, UK, America. But for them to reach out to Australia is something that we probably never would have thought would happen, even, I guess, as soon as 5 years ago. Australia was a little bit forgotten about. We'd never really had an official tryout here. We'd never had an Australian go and do anything in the WWE. So it's just a changing world, and to know that we now have, you know, eight wrestlers who have signed contracts with the WWE from Australia is just unreal, completely unreal.
And it's pretty cool as well, seeing today on NXT, spoiler alert, if you're a massive NXT fan and you haven't seen it yet, 3-2-1, TM61 getting the victory over Buddy Murphy, aka Matt Silver, and Wesley Blake. So, like, it's really cool that, you know, with their theme song, they've got a bit of a chant going already with the crowd, and they're starting to become familiar to the fans over there already. It's really letting the world know that we've got that great talent that, you know, when we spoke on the podcast about 3-odd years ago, and it was kind of that realization that it is now the time from that moment onwards where people would start to take notice of Australia, and now it's happening. So do you know where you're going to be headed for the tournament? Is it going to be based in Florida?
Yeah, it's in Orlando, so we're filming at Full Sail, where NXT's filmed. But yeah, it's going to be as far as I'm aware, all based in Orlando, which is their home base, right where the Performance Center is, and where they obviously film NXT.
So there'll definitely be a catch-up with Wrestle Rampage alum Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, yeah, and whatnot, that whole crew. It must be pretty cool for the Aussies heading over there that get to NXT, even if it's just for a tryout, you know, to sort of see in the flesh that our mates are making it, our buddies are making it, you know, there's, we're just that step closer. So looking at this list of competitors, who do you want to... I mean, they're all great names, but who can you really see yourself having a great match with?
First name that comes to mind is definitely TJ Perkins. Not many people may know, but me and TJ do go a long way back. So when I went to America in 2007 for a 3-month stay, I was actually training with him. There was really only a couple of us there, and he was one of them. And being that I grew up really loving the technical style, he was a guy that I really kind of latched onto, and I picked his brain, and he taught me a lot of what I know now. And I went back in 2009 for another 3 months, and it was pretty much just me and him one-on-one, training every day. And then for the Big Day Out tour in 2013 around Australia, not that you could tell who we were because we were all hooded warriors, but I actually got a chance to wrestle TJ on that loop. So we had a few matches against each other and also teaming up. So, man, to be able to face someone who's been a mentor to me and an inspiration in the WWE would just be completely unbelievable. It's a completely surreal experience. But, I mean, other than that, the names you've said have been incredible. Zack Sabre Jr., he's obviously a good friend of Jonah Rock and Shane and Mike, sorry, Nick Miller. He's a top guy. And obviously being that I do like grappling on the mat, I don't get a big chance to show it off in Australia just because various reasons, but I guess the technical style isn't that huge in Australia compared to overseas. So being able to actually show off what I can do with someone who is obviously known for that style would be incredible. So definitely either of those two guys come to mind.
Well, it's probably understandable because, I mean, down here with the matches, a lot of the matches that you are in these days, it's usually main events, you know what I mean, or in those sort of big, mm-hmm. big sort of emotionally charged matches where, you know, there's a lot of heat getting more so than the technical showing off, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I was lucky enough to see some of those undercard matches years ago that you had where it was just... You'd sit there watching you, thinking, geez, you could think of a dozen dream matches with other wrestlers that where you'd like to see Damian Slater take this guy on or that guy on. So it's a very cool opportunity. And how are we going to handle the situation with the Australian National Championship? I mean, you could be holding two belts.
I could hold every belt in the country if I wanted. I mean, I'm going to make do with whatever I've got. So if I've got a title and I'm around, I'm going to defend it. But, I mean, the WWE deal at this stage is just the Cruiserweight Classic. So I'll certainly be back in Australia, and I'm super pumped for the next Wrestle Rampage show at Debbie Theatre. So I'll be out there. I'll be there repping my title. I'll be repping myself, repping the Brotherhood, and, you know, some time in the WWE and some time wrestling on the WWE network in front of millions isn't going to change what I'm focusing on down here.
Yeah, well, I maybe jumped the gun about the Cruiserweight title, but I think it's maybe just because so many people want it back. It's sort of like, oh, there's got to be a belt. There's got to be a belt. But a trophy, nonetheless, is going to be awesome. And Wrestle Rampage, Theberton Theatre, later on this year. Do we have a date for that one?
I don't believe so. But I think it's coming out soon from what I've been told.
Okay.
By those who are organising it. But it should be released quite soon from what I've been told. But I mean, either way, I'm excited. Still a way off, so I've got time to focus on the WWE now, and then we'll come back and really tear the house down.
Well, unless of course Vince snaps you up, then in which case this might be the last bit of contact we have for some time. You never know. So you've got to make the most of it. But look, on behalf of everyone at the network, I just want to say a big thank you for really supporting the shows, you know, for the last two or three years that we've been doing it, and really getting behind what we're doing. And I thought, well, we got to get you on and at least say congrats and get your thoughts on the whole thing. So I know everyone's very proud and can't wait to see you kick ass on the WWE network for $9.99 US.
I'm pumped, Josh. I mean, it's as much as I've wanted to take my career overseas and really make it as far as I can, it's always good to bring the support back to Australia. I think the Australian scene is so severely underrated, and I know we have multiple people who truly should have full-time deals and making a lot of money in the process. So to be able to promote local wrestling, which Australia is completely on a world-class level, that really brings a big sense of pride. But I mean, the focus now is the WWE, the Cruiserweight Classic, and this is really my opportunity to stand out and make something of this. 14 years is a long time, and I don't have any regrets, and if nothing comes from this, then I'm still the happiest guy in the world. But I mean, my goal is to really make it to secure a contract and just keep taking my career further and further. So I hope that Australia can get on board and really support this. I mean, the network's free for a month, so you can give it a trial if you want. But I just hope everyone's watching July 13th or the July 14th in Australia, but when the Cruiserweight Classic debuts, because this is an industry-changing event. So stoked to be a part of it all.
And just quietly, that announcement was actually made on Damien's birthday. So I'm pretty sure, dude, that you've actually had the best birthday any wrestler or wrestling fan or anybody related to wrestling has had in Australia this year, I reckon. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, that was a pretty busy day. I think my phone battery died three times during the day. I've probably had a couple hundred notifications per hour, and fortunately still had to go through my regular daily life and training and all the rest while trying to deal with it all and come to terms with it all. So no complaints, though. That was certainly the best birthday I've had.
Oh, good on you. Oh, and just quickly, another cheap plug here, adelaidenow.com.au, or in the Advertiser, you can check out WRA's Sean Fuster with a bit of an article on yourself for giving a good hold there to one Jonah Rock. So, and just quietly, we got to touch on this, dude. I know that the scene's a buzz today with this fake Jonah Rock account. If you see an account Jonah Wrestle, don't follow him, guys. Just block him. It's not actually him. David Storm is having some fun with it.
Yeah. I think at some point we've all had a fake profile or two pop up. It's always a bit of fun, and the boys always get in on the joke. So everyone, please add, is it Jonah Wrestle? Jonah_Wrestle. Please add that account. Please message Jonah. Somehow he's from Sydney now, not Adelaide. But all minor mistakes aside, please go and give it a follow.
Yeah, he's PWA champion. That's right. He's that's the belt that he held for some time, I believe. Actually, yeah, yeah. But oh man, gosh. All right. Well, look, dude. Thank you very, very much. And just quickly throw some plugs out there where people can follow you on social media and keep up with your travels and all that.
Yeah, sure thing. I mean, I'm pretty active on social media, and I'll certainly be giving out plenty of updates while I'm overseas next week. But on Instagram, you can search me on DSLATS. On Facebook, just look up Damien Slater. You'll find my my official account on there. Twitter, I'm just under Damien Slater. That's Damien with an A, not an E, as some people like to misspell. But yeah, search me up. I try to remain active, and I try to respond when I can. And I think social media is such a big thing at the moment, so I just try to make sure my presence is always felt in some way or the other.
Very
so
cool.
Don't hesitate to drop us a line or give us a retweet. Any support helps, especially with this tournament. I really want the WWE to take notice and know that Australian fans are some of the most supportive and dedicated fans in the world, especially when it comes to professional wrestling. So I'd really love if Aussie fans, you know, made their voices heard and let the world know that we want some Australians to really take over this thing.
That's it. Tell Vince and Trips where the action is. It's right here down under. And, of course, if you do see Damien Slater at a show, you can pick up merchandise produced by our great sponsors, WrestleMerch Printing. There you go, Tom. There's the plug, buddy.
Good man.
I'm going to let you get home and do what you got to do and prepare for this monster trip. But again, thank you very much, dude, for having a chat with us, and all the best with the trip to Florida and the Cruiserweight Tournament, WWE.
Absolutely. I look forward to any future chats we may have if the time comes.
Very cool. Thank you, brother.
No worries. Thanks, Josh.
And I'll be back in a sec with JXT here on WRA. Woo!
G'day, everybody. It's Todd Eastman here from the Big Ballers Podcast, and I'm joined by Golden State Warriors' Draymond Green.
We world champions.
The Ballers and I, every fortnight, bringing news from the NBA, NBL, and basketball around the world. Isn't that right, Draymond?
Yup.
We have segments like NBA Law and Order, Big Baller, No Baller, and Question of the Day.
Yup.
Do you listen to other basketball podcasts?
No.
Why not?
They suck.
Well, you heard it from Draymond Green himself. Big Ballers Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, and FNX Network.
Alrighty, folks. This week here at WRA, I guess you could say it is a JXT week. Weighing in at, I'm not sure exactly how many Instagram followers at the moment, but I'm sure he'll tell us, it is JXT. Dude, thanks for having
a chat
with me.
2,189-ish last time I checked.
Nice. Very, very nice. And, man, speaking of things like that's a big part of your, I guess, the ring announcement, you know, when you do get introduced and Mr. Sean Hawkins does a bang-up job.
Yes. No, it's, I don't know, that's just, I figure people my age, that's how it is. It doesn't really matter how big you are, it's how many followers you got.
And in turn, that ends up creating the bigness. And speaking of bigness, dude, you've got one, you got a match coming up in about a week and a half, down here in Adelaide. Last time you were here for, Riot City Wrestling, you faced Chris Basso, and now you're going in there with Big Grim, Matt Basso. How you feel going into that one?
Yep, trying to knock off with the brothers. Not doing very well so far. Adelaide's like I'm not going to say I struggle there. The people there don't like me as much, I'll say that. I don't know, this is fresh for me. I mean, I've been to Adelaide twice now. So coming over for the third time, sort of that, the people can sort of make their judgment on that, what they will, but I'm there to do a job and I'm there to do it well.
And I'll be there calling the action with Wolfdog and Paul Roberts. It's going to be a rad night. Mm-hmm. I've actually been a part of one of the AWA shows before, and the accumulation of talent from not just RC Dub, Snake Pit, Wrestle Rampage, but then you've got folks like yourself coming from interstate, Elliot Sexton as well, the MCW champion, who is, I guess, you know, you along with him, Mr. Juicy, and Dowie. You guys are fighting off TMDK at the moment over in MCW. They're just insane the way those guys have come in and terrorized the promotion, really.
That's right. We're Team MCW there. It's pretty much a, hey, we're guys and we think we're the best wrestlers here and no one can match us. Well, that's what we're planning to do. And we're going to show them and we're going to be like, hey, well, yous aren't the only top guys around here that can go. There's a bunch of us that can also do it, you know. So it's sort of that beat us up as you will. But Team MCW is going to fight back and fight back strong. Don't worry.
And let's talk for a moment about JXTV. I mean, we've talked about it before, and folks, if you want to hear more, even more JXT after you're done with this episode and Healing Out, there was an ep that you did with myself and Todd Eastman back about a year ago down here in RCW, so you can check that one out, folks. But we talked about JXTV, and at the moment, I mean, it's still going great guns. You're never short of a confectionery snack, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to change that. It's a weird thing that happened. Rick, one of the sound guys, does a lot of the promotion in Victoria, always has jelly beans with him. And me and Fox, I'm going to blame Fox mainly, the big rig, we'd just jack them and we'd be smashing these jelly beans. And then I went and worked the show in Hunter Valley, and one of the fans, she was awesome up there, she's like, I know you don't have jelly beans up here, so I got you these, because she'd watched all the shows. And I'm like, well, you're amazing. And then I put her on the show. I'm like, she brought me jelly beans. And then when I come back to Melbourne, everyone's buying jelly beans. It's awesome. And not just jelly beans. I'm like, hey, guys, I love sour straps. So they're getting me sour straps.
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, now we got like a six-pack of donuts and stuff. And then I'm actually going to upload a JXT tonight as we speak. And a bunch of the other guys are trying to, like, Cousin Ali wants people to bring him kebabs. Bird wants people to bring him beer. I think Juicy wants hummus, because he is a hummus. So, yeah, it's like they're all trying to jump on, but it's awesome. I'm actually going to put a JXT public service announcement about the lollies, because, yes, you're right. But I'm not short of a confection. My gear bag at the moment is full of them, and I actually rock up at the shows. I'm like, hey, who wants some stuff? And I'll put a bag of jelly beans out the table or something, and we all sort of get into them. Which is a good thing and a bad thing, because I'm putting on that weight.
Do we need to hold an intervention here or something? Do we need to get a WRA roundtable happening where we can perhaps wean you off somehow off the sour straps and the jelly beans? But it's amazing, like, your fans, because I was watching the latest JXTV with the old man today, and he was just like, my God, like, they're so dedicated, you know, especially a lot of the young ladies.
They're amazing.
Over there at MCW and other promotions. it's just phenomenal the way that just something like what you've done with JXTV, and people just sort of latch onto it, and it's just like it's become this thing now where folks, you know, it's always a plus when you as a wrestler have folks going out of their way to try and see where you're wrestling, wherever the promotion is, you know what I mean? That's, at the end of the day, as an independent wrestler, that's what you want.
Well, that's the goal, and that's the whole idea with all of the social media. Like, I tell them, like, we are the JX team, you know, we're a team, you know, that's why I have the sweatbands and the jerseys, like, wear the uniform, use a part of the team. It's not just me, JXT, on my own, especially those traveling fans that are coming to every show in the state. I actually had people tell me they're going to come to Adelaide, they're going to from Melbourne, they're like, we want to come watch you in Adelaide, which is ridiculous. So, and that's what I mean. Like, the reason for the JXTV and the reason I'm smashing Instagram and Twitter so hard as I am is because these are the people that are getting me through wrestling. Like, these are the reasons I'm wrestling. You know, we're a team. We do this together. When I won the Gippsland Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, I wasn't, if you watch it, I'm yelling. I'm like, we did it. And I'm hugging her. I'm like, we did it. We did it. And I'm throwing the belt like, we did it. Because it's us. Because I'm wrestling in Gippsland, which is 2 hours, 2.5 hours out of Melbourne. And the fans from Werribee and Geelong and, you know, Essendon, they're driving there to see me do that. And the goal, like you said, as an independent wrestler, I want promoters to notice when I'm not on their shows. I want them to be like, the crowds are down tonight. And I want people to be like, hey, well, you know, we want to come and see JXC. And if there is a company that's not booking me, and they're like, oh, those fans normally come. And if they speak to them, like, oh, well, JXC was over here. You know, your goal is to bring people to shows. And I'm not the sole reason all these people are coming, because they're not. I'm just not. They're only one of their favorite wrestlers. You know, there's obviously other guys that bring them through the door. But if you can be a part of that and a reason, I don't know, I'll go to this show, who's on it, and there's a few guys they like, and I'm one of them that sort of helped push them over the edge to come to the show, well, then that's part of the goal I'm trying to achieve.
And we've got a heap of Q&A questions here because, to be honest, I have not, at the time of recording, heard the audio you did with Ali, so I thought I don't want to step on any toes and pull double duty there. So I actually hit up a lot of the folks that follow you and our listeners on Twitter, and we've got quite a few questions here, but I'm going to start with this one here from your tag team partner, former MCW tag team champion, Mr. Juicy. Why does he why does he hate and love you so much at the same time? I believe that is a rhetorical question, but what is it about you? What is it about you that's got him so wrapped with emotion?
Gino at show can be very tense because he cares. We all do. We all get very tense and anxious. We're trying to plan matches and prepare stuff. And I'm very detailed sometimes, too detailed. And like we'll be planning, trying to like plan out just simple things like our entrance. And I'll be like, I'll go to this side, you go to that side. And he's like, oh, and he always takes the piss out of me. And he's like, oh, and then I'll move my right index finger over here 9 degrees. And it's like, you don't have to go, you know, so I'm very like that. And he's very the opposite, where he'll just sort of call a lot. Not even, let's say it's an entrance. Like, we're not like we're calling it out there. It's an entrance. You just do it and feel it. But I'm very particular on how I like to do things. I'm too picky at times. And not just that, in everyday life when we're just hanging out, I just annoy the shit out of him.
Well,
just cause I don't know if it's like because I'm so much younger and I try and be I'm a lot more immature, or I'm just being silly. But we get along really well, and I think mentality-wise, we have a very similar sort of outlook on wrestling and how it should be. And he's very good at reining me in. There's a lot of times where I'm pushing too hard for the wrong things, or I'm going about things the wrong way, and his experience and wisdom always reins me back in. And then there's other times where I'm just so over the top ridiculous. He's like, mate, you're doing my head in.
Well, he did mention to us a few weeks back that you are very excitable, I believe were his words.
Yes.
And you want to do a lot out there. But, I mean, that's part of wanting to impress not just the fans, but then as well Gino, you know, you sort of want to show that, like, no, you made the right choice. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. So I feel you.
Yeah.
I hear you totally. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not so much even when he says do too much out there. It might not even be, and it's not, people just automatically might think, oh, he wants to do too many moves in the match. A lot of the time, it's the way I want to do our pose and the way I want to walk to the ring, and I'm very particular on how I want to be seen. But yeah, I'm a little over the top at times, and yeah, he's right. I get excited very easy. I like the small things in life, I think, are the most fun things. So if, you know, I'm enjoying all the little things, it makes the big things so much better.
And, of course, you can follow Mr. Juicy at Mr_Juicy1, I believe. There it is. Yep, that's right. Got the handle right. Here's a really fun one from Mr. at Joshua Shooter, who, of course, you can hear hosting the Axe Cast right here on Wrestle Radio Australia.
He did send in 40 questions, I believe.
Yeah, if he thinks we're going to read out all 40, shoot it, you're dreaming, buddy. But here we go with this one.
He's excited, see?
See, he's, again, a very excitable young lad. Now, this is a beauty. If you had to relate yourself, Sean Hawkins, Dowie James, Mr. Juicy, Fox, Big Rig, and Kellyanne, and Shooter himself to the NWO, who would be who? So we're talking who's going to be the Hogan, who's going to be Six, who's going to be maybe Virgil even, maybe Mr. Fuck Money. Come on.
Well, will there be an NWO B team? Do you want the in-joke as to why he's asked this?
I'd love to hear the in-joke and then the proper answer. Yep, go for it.
The reason he asked this is obviously I tag with Fox the Big Rig and we do Ego and we have Hawko as well, so we're a cool little trio. And not just that, we'll go to Macca's and do Fat Crew, or even it'll just be hanging out with some guys. And whenever anyone mentions the NWO or who we are, Fox always is first to say, I'm Hogan, I'm the Hogan, I'm the Hogan. And when we do the NWO thing, I'm like, oh, well, you're sort of the Hall, you know. And he's like, no, I'm the Hogan. So I know Phil wants to be the Hogan, but if we would do the NWO and those were our guys, I'd say Dowie is our Hogan because he's the first guy. He's the most experienced out of a lot of us. And he was probably the most, what's the word where they win a lot of stuff?
Over?
Why have I been? not over. Celebrated. He's the most celebrated of the lot of us.
Right, yep.
He's probably won the most titles and stuff. So
decorated.
I'd say then, decorated, that's the word I'm after. I'd be the Nash, because I think not so much what I'm doing in the ring, it's more of the just hanging out and chilling that sort of gets me over with people. I do the show a lot of the time.
He's too cool, you see. He's Big Daddy cool. See? That's what it is.
Yep. Fox is the workhorse. Where now I say Scott Hall is the workhorse, people are going to be thinking, well, if you watch Scott Hall bump around and he makes everyone look great, he has this, the hair is a lot like Big Rig, and you watch Phil walk to the ring when we do Ego, he does the whole, he's very Hall-esque. Until he gets in the ring, and then he flicks switch. But a lot of his mannerisms, especially backstage as a person, are very Hall-esque. He's going to hate it, but he's Hall. Now, this is where the fun part starts. Kelly, due to her ridiculous shoulders, would be the Steiner. As much as Dowie would probably want to be Steiner.
I know, I was about to say, he's going to flip his lid that he didn't get that role. He'd take that probably over the Hogan and the paycheck up. Damn it, I'll be Scotty.
Judah thinks he's a macho man. Now, I get it. His over-the-topness is very macho-like. I'm trying to think. I'm looking at my NWO. So we got Hawko being the lighter one of the group. Hawko is our six.
Yep.
And Hawko smokes the much with the vape.
It's the vape show.
Exactly. So I wouldn't call him the Big Show. I'd say he's our six or our X-Pac or whatever. And she makes a very good case for being the match.
So we don't have a Virgil here.
Well, it depends how many people you would add if you want to put an NWOB in.
Well, if you think that we can actually necessitate an NWOB team right here in this discussion, by all means, go nuts.
I don't think we have enough people. I'm trying to think. Shooter could be a Lex Luger.
Hey, there you go. We're going Wolfpack.
Burning hammer, torture rack, comes out, prides himself on the body. Yeah, I don't know. It's all just hindsight, isn't it? We ain't the NWO.
Oh, well, it's fun to play the game. It's fun to play the game, at least. Yeah,
that's
I don't
what it's
know.
All about.
If I think of the Virgil of Australian wrestling, I will be sure to bring it up later on. But thank you very much for your input, Joshua Shooter. We do have. Okay, yeah, that's following on from. Actually, no, bugger it. We'll go with one more, Josh. What Alrighty. Is the worst wrestling move? And out of 10, how effective would you say the leg DDT is? Now, maybe to the sole of the foot. But yeah, I don't know. Especially if you do a double slap, you're not going to really feel that used to that.
As a man who's had plantar fasciitis, and if anyone knows what that is, it's where the muscle on the sole of your foot is actually it deteriorates from overuse and it sort of like crumples up under your foot.
Wow, really?
And it is the worst pain ever. I was on crutches for a little while, and the foot DDT will kill that, or the leg DDT. And I love the leg DDT as a move because not only that, it can jack your knee into itself. It can strain ligaments on the side. I don't have very flexible quad muscles, as you can probably tell by my jumping ability. So
you could do a Kevin Nash. You quad. See, there you go. Full circle.
I did my quad once doing the warm-up jog at the Vicious Pursuit Pro Wrestling School.
Oh.
And they started calling me Big Kev.
I've told the story here before where, I pulled my quad getting out of the ring. So, yep, we've all been there.
Oh, see, no, mine wasn't that bad. It was just a little strain, but it was fine. But you know who did that? Bloody Vance Adams, handsome Lance Vance Adams from Man United. He's on. Oh, Big Kev, Big Kev.
And just quietly, I don't want to jinx you here, but when I did actually escape the ring and tear the quad, it was running away from Grimm. I'm just saying. Don't want to.
I ain't running away from nobody. You know who I am? I ain't backing down from that. Yeah, he's back. No, actually, he's pretty big.
You'll be right.
Yeah, I'll be right. I went to the gym tonight. I put a nice little photo on Instagram. You should see what I have to do. I had a gym at the best setup. So there's this is Secrets of JXC's Instagram. There's like a fire hose reel on the wall. And the thing that holds it, I like wedged my phone in between it, chucked it on video, did my set, did a pause from the video and uploaded that as a photo.
That's dedication.
I'm ready right for there. You, Grim. I'm ready.
Oh man, but we've got one here from Pauline Kenyon. JXT,
yep.
Do you know how to get Josh Shooter to shut up? I think this is after about the 15th tweet from Shooter. Well, hi,
we've
Josh.
Been trying as long as I've been wrestling. People have been trying, none have succeeded so far. And now that he's got a podcast, I highly doubt it. That's his job. Not Look to out. Shut up.
Well, see, that's where, Pauline, I could actually do you a favor there because I'm the man with the edit button for Axecast, but no, I...
Yeah, but hang on, you never edit anything. I always listen and you're like, hey, Josh, edit this out, and you never edit it.
No, actually, you know what? That's not true because there have been a couple of instances recently where I have actually had to clip a little bit of content for one reason or another, but no, if it's...
Oh, some inside word.
Look, if it's not incriminating anybody and it's funnier, I'm going to leave it in. That's just the way it goes. And Ali, allegedly. You know the
just
rules
say
too.
Allegedly.
That's right, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Blanket allegedly over our entire podcast feed. Let's see here. We've got one here from at Rydog95. What prompted you to start JXTV? And I think you actually sort of covered this when we spoke a while back, but for Mr. Rydog here.
Yeah, I'll get a brief overview.
Yeah.
So I originally wanted to do a podcast, but then I thought, I don't think I've been around long enough and have enough experience yet to do one. As I know how I am and how passionate I am and the way I speak, and my opinions will come across a lot. And I don't want to come across super opinionated yet if I haven't done enough and haven't sort of earned that in a way.
Right.
And then I was really wanted to get more social media out there, and I did the Tough Enough videos, and the Tough Enough video got like 8,000 views, and I was like, shit, like there is views to be had on YouTube. Like there's 8,000 people who just clicked my video. So that's people I could have looking at me every week. So that was the idea of trying to capitalize on that and wanting to do a podcast and sort of compromising instead of doing an hour-long podcast, doing a sort of 10-minute clip. And my theory was my show days are that ridiculously crazy. And sometimes like if I showed people the stuff I did, they wouldn't believe me. That's why I did it. So I wanted to sort of document that.
No, I love JXT every week, and the fans do as well. And and you know, you're sort of keeping them up to date because I know that, you know, Sunday Arvo is the typical or Sunday is the typical
is meant
day
to
when
be
it goes
the time,
up.
Yeah.
So when it does, and I'm like, even it gets to like Monday morning, and if for whatever reason there hasn't been any technical difficulties, I'm like, shit, there's been no JXTV yet. Like it's become such a constant, you know, in my life at least. A lot
yeah,
of people.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. My computer's motherboard actually shat itself, so I had to get that fixed. So it was out of action for 2 weeks. So there was a few episodes lost in the middle, in between there, and I was like weeks ahead. So if like say I was going to edit and make one tonight, that one still wouldn't get uploaded for 3 weeks. That's how far ahead I was.
Wow.
But then I'm back. So because originally I would edit them and make them on Sunday and upload it on the Sunday. But then if I ever had something on Sunday due to having a life outside of making JXTV, they weren't getting done. So I started making them in the middle weeks and trying to catch up, get ahead. So I'm still not ahead. I've made the one, I only put one on this Sunday, and I'm going to put it up tonight because I only finished it yesterday. So it's trying to get ahead of them. Having the computer crash really ruined me.
Now, I know all too well about technical problems and difficulties over the years. It's been it's brutal, especially when you're really proud of, like, you know, I'm sure you have before, you know, I've had that thing where you produce a show content that you're really proud of and you want to get it out there, and then for whatever reason the recording doesn't work or something doesn't, you know, just something happens and you're like, oh man, like, And even if you can salvage it, it's that thing of like, I want to get it to the people now, you know? I wanted them to hear it and enjoy it as much in this moment as I am, you know?
Yeah. I've actually found like a little time too, because instead of doing, like say I did MCW on the Saturday, putting that episode up on the Sunday, making the people wait, I think, hooks them in a bit more too.
Yeah.
So I purposely try and make the wait a little bit, because if you're getting everything now, well, then there's no sort of, I don't know, like I did a show in Colac two weeks ago, and all the people from, I've had a lot of Colac fans. Hey, when's the Colac one going up? But that means they're watching the ones beforehand.
Yep.
So they're investing a lot more in my character, even if it's unintentionally.
Oh, hey, we had one of those days here today where out of nowhere there was like 60 downloads on our feed, and we haven't had an episode out for, you know, at least a week or two, and it was just like, wow, you know, like obviously somebody is really enjoying what we're doing. So that's really cool. When you get that flurry of subscribers or something, you're like, wow. Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we've got one here from at Wirlif, WIRLIF. Wrecking Ball on Twitter, a fellow who's actually been really getting into the Aussie product lately in our podcast. So big shout out to you, sir. Name a finisher you've seen and thought, oh, that's mine one day. Hashtag JXT week. Yeah.
See, it's hard because a lot of the time, the stuff that you, like, I know me personally, the stuff that I watch and enjoy doesn't suit me a lot of the time.
Right.
Like, I seen today, like, AJ Styles and Seth Rollins did a vertebraker on a live show. And I was like, oh, the vertebraker is bloody awesome. One, I'd be scared to take it. Two, I'd be scared to give it to a guy. As cool as the move is, I ain't doing it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
The JX Plex, I actually sort of made myself. I seen a guy do a move very similar. I'm not going to say who, because then people will know where I got it from. It's
he'll want them royalty checks, you see? He'll want those royalties.
Well, the thing is, when I did a lot of me studies, the art courses, they said there's a difference between stealing something and drawing inspiration from something. You can just blatantly rip something off and it's pointless. But if you take inspiration from something, you take what you like from it, make it your own, and then add your flair to it. So the JX Plex is different because unlike the move that I've seen, I actually turn with it and I land on my knees and I plant them down, which this person just throwing them over their head and still facing the same way. So it's a different move, but it's very similar, and that's where I drew the inspiration from.
There we go. And one here from Realist Girl in the Room at Vampire Girl XOXOX. Who in the current WWE roster would you want to go up against?
AJ Styles is my favorite wrestler of the modern generation. And when I say favorite, just like, oh, I'm a massive fanboy of him, but his work rate, his work ethic, the way he's evolved character over time, like I follow him all the way from the Ring of Honor / TNA days when he was still doing the both, and then he had to choose, and he is Marvel. He is the modern Ric Flair in my eyes, the way he's sort of, as much as he's not, when he had the world title, he sort of proved that in Japan, the IWGP title, because he did that. You know, he had a contract where he could only lose in a certain way, and he was making this flat rate per match, and he was, you know, he built an empire up, and and then obviously he got signed to an awesome contract because he'd done it all, and that's, it didn't matter how tall he was, didn't matter if he's ripped like he was when he started, or if he's bulked up and got a bit of a bigger body, if he's a super high flyer like he was when he started, or he works smarter and does, you know, he's still very agile, but, you know, he's got a more, you know, hard-hitting moveset. He's just evolved over time, and I think he's the man. He's the greatest person of this modern generation. And I'm so rapt that he's in the WWE now, and people that didn't know about him have gotten to see him, because I was telling people, like, oh, this guy, AJ Styles, and now, oh, that AJ Styles guy you're talking about, he's in WWE now. And I'm like, wait till you see what he can do. Just wait.
He was always my favourite wrestler in TNA when he was there, and when I used to follow him TNA years ago. It's funny that you actually said he's the, excuse me, beer burp right there, the modern Ric Flair. What were your thoughts on his Ric Flair sort of gimmick when he was in TNA? Because if you're not familiar, folks, with this run that he had, he was coming out with the robe and basically managed by Ric Flair, and I wasn't a fan of him doing the Flair gimmick, but I thought the idea of Flair at least managing him as a heel worked so well. I thought it was really cool because AJ was never the blowaway promo, but Flair added that extra piece to his game, and I thought it, at that time it was awesome. But the robe, I didn't
know. I hated it because it was like, as much as, like I said, you can see the similarities in the Ric Flair and the AJ Styles, but don't take AJ Styles working and he's doing an awesome job and turn him into Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Let AJ be AJ. And I watched him in a few interviews speak about it, and it was very much, they thought AJ needed the rub off Ric Flair, and AJ didn't need the rub. AJ was already AJ Styles. He didn't need to look and dance like Ric Flair and work like Ric Flair and have Ric Flair with him to be compared to him over his time. You know, they should just let AJ be AJ. But, like, I'm not... I don't know what they should be doing booking-wise. Just in my opinion, I didn't like watching as a fan back then. I think I was... I can't remember how old I was then. But I remember I was rapt at first when they did the Fortune thing, and also it was like, why is he Ric Flair now? He's not AJ Styles, but that's just me.
Fortune, yeah, that's right. That was the group with, who else was in there? Kazarian?
It was Kazarian. There was Daniels in the end. There was Beer Money. Desmond Wolfe was in there at one point. Right. Nigel McGuinness.
Yes. Yeah. Nigel McGuinness, actually. Just got word from the man the other day that he's actually got a podcast now himself, so you can go and suss that out if you like bit of Nigel in your ear.
Yeah, that would be good.
That documentary he put out a while ago, where it was basically sort of the wind down of his in-ring career. That was emotional, to say the least. That was like Vinnie Jones at Capital Carnage or whatever it is. It's going to be emotional! And that's what
I'll tell
that
you, that
show
is my biggest fear in life. Getting the hey, we want to sign you to a contract, or hey, we want to do this awesome thing with you, and then because of something out of your control, something that someone else has done, hey, you can't do this. That is the biggest fear in my life. I was speaking to a good mate. We're family friends, been friends since we were born, went to 3-year-old kinder together, grew up together, and we used to I was telling him, he's like, oh, you're going to go overseas? I said, yeah, I'm going soon. And I said, if I got to 35 and I never tried, I'd hate myself. I said, you know, like, you've got to try. You know, I've got to go give it a crack, as opposed to, like I said, not doing it. Because even if I tried, and for someone else, because of someone else, like I said, with Nigel, I couldn't get it, I'd be content with the fact that, hey, at least I knew I could have done it. Or at least I've tried to do it, as opposed to not trying.
So what,
that would eat me up more, I think.
What brought on this? Because I know Ali, a few weeks back on Healing Out here on Wrestle Radio Australia Network, he did actually let slip that, first of all, Brooksy, and then that yourself, you were heading over. So when is that happening? And do you know some of the promotions you'll be wrestling for? Or is there, what's the go there?
I go over on July 8th.
Cool.
I'm spending 2 weeks in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm training there with OVW.
Nice.
I'm doing stuff with Rip Rogers and Matt Capitelli, and then I'm going over the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to train over with Drew Gulak. Drew was training at CZW when I booked all my trip, and now he trains over at Chikara. So now I'm going over to Chikara to train because I've been in contact with Drew, and so luckily the place I got was right in between the middle of Chikara and CZW, so not the distance hasn't changed much from where I'll be staying, which is good. So I'm going to go over and train with Chikara the week after that. I'm doing, obviously, like Ali says, I'm doing a Global Force show. So I've got one of them locked in. I'm doing OVW TV when I'm there. And all the other things, there is other stuff. I got word today that I'm doing, I don't want to announce these things yet until the promotions want to announce them, but so I don't want to, go over there, but hey, I'm doing all this awesome stuff. Or even if it falls through, and it's not just wrestling, this is me in life. Like Juicy said, I'm a very excitable person. So I get very up and about things quickly. And, obviously as you get older in life, you realize a lot of time when you get excited about things and they don't happen. And even this trip itself, I keep telling people I won't be excited until I'm there and it happens, because anything can happen and you could not end up going. And I don't want to be like, hey, I'm going to be doing all these awesome shows until, like, I've got 100% confirmation and word and know that I'm doing them, and nothing can pretty much stop that. So I hate counting my eggs before they hatch, you know what I mean? So yeah. There are shows lined up. I've only got 4 weeks there, so I'm going to be super busy, and that's exactly how I want it. I'm not going there for a holiday. I'm not going there to sightsee or enjoy the culture. I've never left the country of Australia, and it's my first set of probably work holidays I've used, and I'm using them to go overseas and wrestle because that's the goal.
Oh, well, all the best with it, man. And I just got to mention this because it just popped into my head when I was – I don't know how I hadn't noticed it before on – excuse me, on – I don't know how – I don't know how I hadn't noticed it on, like, you know, on demand or whatnot, but I was watching JXTV today and the tassels on your jacket are freaking – awesome. I marked out huge because I just one of those things where I hadn't, like, it didn't just didn't gr- like hadn't grabbed me, and then it, I'm just like, wow, that is so rockers. That is so, like, because I love,
can you please,
I love that look.
Can you please, whenever you see Shazza McKenzie, let her know this too, because she has a pure hatred for these tassels on
really?
My jacket that I love. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's a story here. Okay. So if everyone wonders why I sort of have a weird dislike for her at sometimes, this is the reason why. You know, you get a first impression on someone. Okay, it wasn't my first match. I'm probably 3 to 4 months. I'm probably 6 to 9 months into wrestling. I'm wrestling in NAW. I'm probably started venturing out and doing GPW and other spot shows at this point, and I had a girlfriend at the time when I started wrestling. Anyway, I wrestled this show and Shazza McKenzie came to watch. And after the show, she came up and introduced herself. And I was 18 and I'm like, you know, 6 to 9 months in, and I have no idea who this person is. This chick's come up, say hello to me. She's like, hey, you know, whatever, I'm Shazza McKenzie. I really like your gear. It's really cool. You know, and I was wearing these other basketball shorts at the time. They were personalized. Like, they said my name and on them and stuff. And she's like, I really love your gear. It's really cool. I'm like, oh, thanks. And she was really, like, nice about it. I'm like, oh, cool. That was really nice. She's obviously a wrestler as well. She introduced herself. And then she walked away. And then my girlfriend at the time said no. She was actually sitting next to me. She doesn't know I'm your girlfriend. And she bagged the crap out of you your whole match. She said, who's this guy? I think he is a basketballer wearing basketball shorts. And my tassels at the time for my jacket, they weren't actual tassels. See, what I have on them now, actually Vixen made them for me. They're actual, like, proper, you know, material tassels where at the time I'd done them myself and they were just ribbon. Like, you know the ribbon you tie on presents?
Yep, yep.
It was just that, and I cut it and I tied it on myself and grabbed the scissors, like done the thing where you straighten them out yourself. So they didn't look as good. And she thought they were the worst things ever and bagged the crap out of me the entire match. And she didn't know my girlfriend at the time was sitting right next to her, and then come up to me and was like, oh, I really love your gear. It's really cool. And she was full of crap. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I've had it for her. So I actually put the jacket on her last week.
Have you made up since then?
Yeah, she's all right.
Shazzy, she's a widow. You're all right. All the best to Shazza, Kel, and the girls heading over to Shimmer and Shine. Pretty much heading over now. So, yeah, go get them, girls. And
do us proud. Aussies.
That's right. Even Shazza with her tassel hate and self.
Hey, I don't care. If you notice, a lot of the girls, too, that go to the Shimmer, they have a lot of followers from that on Twitter and stuff.
Yes, they do.
So if anyone's ever like, oh, JXC tweets all the chicks a lot, I'm like, yeah, because they have a lot of followers and I want the rub. So I don't care. She can hang my tassels all day if she wants it, if I'm going to cop a few followers from her.
That's right. When that retweet shows up in the feed, hey, who's getting the rub right there?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Give and take here, ladies. Come on. That's right. Share that social media love. We've got one here. I think this is actually the last fan question here on Twitter. Yeah, let me just check. Yes, it is from _ Mel Barrett. G'day, Mel.
Legend.
one of the crazy JXT fans. She asks, are there any gimmicks that you regret doing? And I'm actually going to throw a bit of a dovetail in there. Any angles or, you know, sort of things like that where you've rocked up to a show and then you're like, oh, geez, I really have to do this. Okay, I'll do it because I've, you know, the book has told me to, but I don't feel right about it. So any of those as well.
There's a lot of times I've felt like that, but when she says regret, I don't regret any of the stuff I've done because I, and I'm big on this. If you notice, I work a lot of shows. Mm. Some people are very, I'm not going to work there or here. I'll work anyway because I feel you can learn from anyone. I love working with more experienced guys than me because I can learn from them. Then when I work with, you know, newer guys, I can sort of take what I've learned from the experienced guys and try and adapt that. Then I've got to be the experienced one and teach that. And working within the confines of sometimes poor booking is often a challenge, and that's the challenge. There's a lot of things that I've done which I've hated, but I don't regret them because they sort of form. I wouldn't have such a grounding who I am as a person in life, on top of as a character in wrestling, if it wasn't for them. Things that I'm trying to think of something that stands out that I really dislike. Here's a funny one for you. I don't necessarily regret this, but it's probably one thing that I probably wish I didn't do. I started wrestling, I was a fat kid with skinny arms. And as time went on, I sort of got more in shape and stuff. I wasn't in good enough shape to do this, but I was wearing the basketball shorts still that Shaz McKenzie loved, and I'd already ordered a first ever pair of tights. And yeah, they hadn't come in yet, and it's the Lance Hoyt American Psycho Tour in 2012. And I was just wanting my tights to come in really badly because I was sick around the shorts. And so instead, I went to Kmart and I brought a pair of red female leggings and a pair of purple ones. And I put the purple ones on and I put the red ones over the top and I just did slits in the side of them. So it was like the purple showed through, and then I did it the other way around as well. So there was about a week there, I wrestled, I think it was three shows in a pair of leggings.
You basically could have gone out there in Under Armour skins, really.
That's a whole, that's compression. That's another thing again. I was wearing female leggings. I think the leggings look better than the compression.
Let's be specific here.
Compression looks like you're a footy player that hasn't finished getting changed yet.
How is the footy team going up there, just quietly?
The Mountain Bloods, my boys.
That's right.
Yeah, they're pushing for finals. For those who don't know, I love footy. Like, footy's my favourite sport. I go watch the Western Bulldogs play all the time, AFL, they're my team.
For our overseas listeners, Australian rules football is what, yes, we're talking here. No rugby, no soccer.
No, Jared Haynes played it, and I don't know who else they know from over there, but it's the sport with the oval wall. We kick through the big sticks. And my local team, which I played for as a junior, and I played a few I played a few under-18s and reserves games. Because I sort of stopped once I hit 17 and started wrestling. But all my best mates still play there. And I just love being around the club. So, like, I've gone back and played a few games here and there when they've needed numbers. They still want, like, now, like, they asked me this week to play, and I'm like, I can't hurt myself wrestling for this trip. So I still go back, and my way to be a part of the club is I'd be the water boy. So I still go on footy trip. I go to all the footy functions. I get there late because of wrestling. But I still get there, you know. I'm in the rooms after the games when I'm there. I'm singing the song with them, so I'm still part of the team. I just don't get to play. So that was my compromise. They're doing all right. It's more I'm there for the banter with my mates. I'm there to support them, and I've made a ton of new mates. You know, just people you meet at footy clubs. Footy clubs are the best things, you know, for social life in that aspect. So they're going really well.
Yeah, I don't get down to our, I guess, the club that we're sort of, you know, been around for ages, myself and the old man and that, Colonel I Gardens, but he's around there all the time, and it's that sort of, it's kind of like the real tight-knit wrestling promotion, whether it's like RCW here, or I know GPW can also be like that backstage, where, you know, people are really...
It's a family vibe.
Yeah, and Warzone I've heard as well, where it's just a really cool, chilled, laid-back vibe, and everyone's there to sort of to help each other make the best of this day or this night, you know? And so,
Like the footy club, everyone's coming together to try and make the team better, and everyone's trying to raise money for the club, so, and everyone just hangs out together, eats together, drinks together, trains together, so it's a good environment.
Well, look, I think we're going to wrap up fairly soon, but, get us some upcoming events and where people can see you before, I guess, you you head overseas, and then when you come back, do you have bookings lined up?
Yeah, I have my bookings for the year all pretty much lined up. If I have every booking this year, if I do them, I'll work 51 shows, 51 matches for the year.
That's great.
So, but I had to cancel some of them because of my trip, but I've picked up more in the trip, so I'm actually going to end up doing more. So it'll work out pretty well. I've got next weekend on the Friday night, which I think is the 22nd of June, roughly, or
23rd. 24th, because you've got the 25th down here in Adelaide.
Perfect. 24th of June, OCW House of Hardcore. Me and the Dow Dog, Dowie James, are the OCW Tag Team Champions, so expect to see us on that. The next night is All-Star Wrestling over in Adelaide. Which part of Adelaide is this, Josh?
That's going to be at Denison Centre, 15 minutes out from the city. So.
Nice. Not that the Adelaide people like me all that much, but that's where I'm going to be. And the best part about that whole thing is I'll be not only the wait. You wait for this, JXTV. I'm going to be staying the Friday night at Elliot Sexton's house.
Oh,
then
shit.
I'll be
catching
a plane to Adelaide with Elliot Sexton.
Damn,
I'll be
Sexton.
Staying probably at the same place as Elliot Sexton, then catching the plane back with Elliot Sexton. So we expect a lot of damn Sexton.
Yes.
Now he's someone whose skin I get onto. I'm going to try my best not to annoy the crap out of him.
Oh, good luck.
We will see. And then the week after that, which I think is the July 1st, 2nd, 3rd-ish weekend, the Saturday night is Platinum Wrestling, which will be out in Werribee. And that's my last show before I go away. So, fans in Victoria, if you want to see me before I go away to the States for a month and a bit, you'll have to come to either OCW's House of Hardcore, which is next Friday, 24th of June, or you have to come to Platinum Wrestling, which is the first Saturday of July. And anyone else in the country, I'll also be in Adelaide on the 25th of June, and that's it before I go away on my trip.
And the show down here in South Australia, the Australian Wrestling All-Stars, I'll be there calling the action, and a great lineup. You've got, yeah, like you said, you got Damn Sexton coming over. You got Jonah Rock. You got Grimm, who you'll be facing. Green Smash.
Yes.
Just a heap of great talent putting on some rad matches, and
it is an all-star show. It's pretty much some of the best wrestlers from most of the companies, which is why I'm so excited. I'm going to be over there representing Melbourne. I've got one of Adelaide's best wrestlers. I've got Grimm, who's not only a great wrestler, he's a bloody monster. And I've seen a lot of the stuff he's done in RCW. Like, he's great. He's come over here and done a lot of stuff with MCW and OCW. So, to say it's not one of my biggest matches, and it's not so much, just biggest matches because it's, you know, it's an interstate match, whatever. This is such a big card, and it's time to perform. It's like step up time. So, Grimm's got to be ready. He's got to be ready. Can he handle the JXT? The Melbourne-made JXT is the question.
Oh, SA versus Vic, State of Origin. Of course, being a footy fan, you'd get off on a bit of State of Origin rivalry, I'm sure. So, that's going to be fun. Good luck getting cheers.
I'll tell you, I'm not fussed with the cheers. You know what, South Australia can go get stuffed. I was there in 97 and 98 when they beat the Bulldogs to bloody put us out. I remember I was 4 years old in 97. I looked up to my dad. We're at the MCG. Western Bulldogs are up by 4 goals. It's the last quarter. I said to my dad, I go, Dad, are we going to make the grand final? My dad's like, yes, Josh, we're going to make the grand final. He puts me up on his shoulders. And then Adelaide come back and Darren Jarman just smashes us.
Yep.
Leave us brokenhearted and crushed. And still to this day, there's probably not a time when the Bulldogs are brought up in a grand final talks when 97 isn't brought up.
Wow.
So South Australia, you're going to get stuffed.
Hey, I was a
Every Port- time I hear that.
I was a Port Power fan at the time. I did that at South Australian thing where, of course, you jump ship as soon as something better comes along. So I was a Crows supporter. And then as soon as Port Power came along, because I was a Port Magpies fan, you see, I was like, fuck it, I'm with the Power now. And then even that year when the Power had just come in and the Crows, end up getting to the grand final, and I think they pretty much won the bloody thing that year. It was just like...
Yeah, 97 they did,
yeah. Yeah, it was just one of those things where as a South Australian, you were just so freaking crowd, and it was just like, fuck you, Victorians. Like, it was just statewide. Yeah. It was so bloody
had
cool.
Had to be at our expense. Even still, when I hear the theme, when I hear that, we're the pride of South Australia, I'm like, get stuff. Get it off.
Oh, shit. Well, on that note, South Australian listeners, we'll take it home, dude. Thanks. This has been a hell of a fun time. Let's get some final plugs out there, man, where people can follow you, of course, on social media, where people can get merchandise and all that good stuff, and also JXTV.
Alrighty, so I changed my Twitter handle today to make it the same as my Instagram, but someone with like 4 followers had the same one, so it's... All right, so my Instagram is at JXT, the 3 letters_official. Twitter is at JXT, the 3 letters_official_. But if you just search JXT_official, it comes up. On Facebook, I'm just the 3 letters JXT. So if you search JXT, it'll go facebook.com/, I think it's official JXT. If you just search me, I'll come up, guaranteed. I'm at that point now where I've enough followers and I come up on the most searches.
Algorithms and shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see? I'm the hottest 3 letters in professional wrestling. So don't worry about the feds, mate. JXT's where it's at. YouTube is just the same thing. Search JXT. The YouTube channel is JXTV, not JXTTV, as everyone likes to call it. It's JXT. Hey, and actually...
Jake and Stevie.
Brody Marshall came up with that name.
Which name was that?
JXTV.
Oh, JXTV. Big Brody Marshall came up with it. Wow, there you go.
I was filming the first episode, and we were at Fat Crew at Macca's on the first ever episode of me filming it, and I was calling it the JXT show, and he's like, "Oh, Jay, why don't you call it JXTV?" And I was like, "Oh,
he's a smart man, that Big Brody Marshall. He's not just big; he's clever."
He is indeed. So, that's on YouTube, JXTV. Hit me up. Everywhere. I'll reply. My Twitter message replying is worse than my Facebook and Instagram, but hit me up everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My merchandise, you go to redbubble.com/people/JXT merch, or if you just search JXT on Redbubble, I'll come up with all my stuff. There's a lot of the old JXT merchandise that isn't available at shows anymore that you can still purchase on there, some of the old designs. And... I'm pretty sure that's it. But, yeah, if you're invested and you're into the brand, the JXT brand, just jump on social media, become part of the team, and I'm telling you, I'll make it worth your while. Smashing social media.
And if you work for Sour Straps or Allen's Lollies and you want to throw some sponsorship money down the way of Aussie wrestling, and then just hit us up, care of JXTV, we'll pass the message on.
Actually, can I take time out to thank my sponsors?
Go for it.
Alrighty. I'd like to thank Melton Personal Training, the place where I do a lot of my agility training and I work on my core strength. It's I do that with Jake Mayles. So if you search Jake Mayles PT or Melton Personal Training on Facebook, they'll come up. If you're a Victorian out west, I'd definitely say go there because that's where I go. Or if you're into some quality gym gear or you want someone to motivate you, a motivational trainer, hook up Jim with Chim. So GYM Jim with CHIM Jim with Chim. He's my motivational trainer. So whenever I'm down in the dumps or I feel like I'm not motivated to do this, hit up my boy Chim. Gives me some good motivation. One of his favorite quotes is, "You work hard, you play hard." And I live by that.
On that note, thank you very much, buddy. Very much appreciated. And thank you for chatting with Ali on Healing Out. Did you guys get into any kangaroo steaks?
No, there was no kangaroo steaks, but we did go into a lot about the trip and what my thoughts are on the States. What we've done is what my thoughts on the States are and what I think about, you know, what my trip's going to be like and my training and shows going into it. And then we're going to do a review on how it went and how it actually was. So sort of my perception and how the reality is.
Yeah, a bit of an audio diary in a way. That'll be fun. Very cool.
In a way, which I'm very excited for, yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, third time lucky here. I'm going to try and wrap it up. So JXT, thank you, brother. And awesome. I'll be back in a sec to wrap up this episode. Cheers.
Cheers, Josh. JXT, thank you for listening and thank you for all your support.
Gonna put some butts in the seat.
My name is Vince Russo, and if I had to book a podcast on a pole match, there's only one worth claiming for, bro, and that, bro, is Butts in Seats Podcast, bro.
Well, there's nothing the referee can do about it because he's not really using the chair.
You could bring a fucking machine gun into the ring, but as long as you don't shoot somebody, it's fucking illegal.
I'm just going to leave this handgun sitting right here on the edge of the ring. It's okay.
The referee can do
I'm not
going to
use it.
iTunes, Stitcher, Butts in Seats Podcast, bro. 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 Oh, it's been a great ep. JXT and Damian Slater here on WRA. That pretty much does it for this ep. So, big thank you to those guys. Thank you to you for listening, and as well our rad sponsors WrestleMerch Printing. Now, all you Aussie wrestlers, if you're a promoter, even if you're just a fan and you want to get a heap of, well, maybe Bucks Night t-shirts or something, there you go, hit up WrestleMerch Printing. Although they're based in Adelaide, they will ship nationwide around Australia. Folks like our guests today, Damien Slater and JXT, TMDK, the fellas over there, TM61, who are kicking ass in NXT at the moment, they all trust in WrestleMerch Printing to get quality merch to their fans. Do yourself a favour, go give them a like on Facebook, send them a private message. Tom's a great bloke, he'll take care of you. And guess what, folks? Mention that you heard about it on Wrestle Radio Australia, and I reckon they'll help you out. They'll fix you up. They'll give you the hookup, you know what I'm saying? That's right. WrestleMerch Printing, that's where you want to go. Big thank you to WrestleMerch for sponsoring Wrestle Radio Australia and helping us get it to you each and every month. Thunderstag, the awesome theme song, Where the Action Is. Got so many folks hitting me up saying they love that song. I do too, and I reckon we're going to hear more Thunderstag out there in a few months. So once we have some new tracks from the boys, we're going to be spinning a couple here on the show. Now, hit us up on Twitter if you like, at WrestleRadioAU. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or just stream and download it on fnx.network. If you are on iTunes, please do leave us a rating and a review. That really does help us out. It's the best way to help out free podcasts and get us out there into more ears. That's the idea. This weekend at Riot City, I'm scheduled to catch up with Sadacone, youngster from the RC Dub Academy, and Jessica Troy. Might see if I can grab Mick Moretti as well while he's around. We'll see how we go. And of course, JXT week continues, although it's not a calendar week. We're going Thursday to Thursday. So later on in this Thursday to Thursday week, healing out with JXT. That's going to be a rad time. We're stalling that a bit to give you some time to catch up on this episode and others. But yeah. JXT on healing out, and he's been here today. What a great week. Hashtag JXT week. Hashtag where the action is. Let's bail. My name is Josh Armour. This has been WRA. We'll catch you next time. Good luck, D Slats. Peace.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters. Check it out. Here's where the action is. Here's where the action is. Here's where the action is.
Yes. Wrestle Radio Australia.
Here's where the action is.
Three shows, one network.
Here's where the action is.
Healing out with Muhammad Ali Vaez.
Just enjoy the ride with this particular long-haired Persian house husband.
Axe Cast with Josh the Axe Shooter.
Hey guys, make as much noise as you can. You can edit this out, right?
Yeah.
And WRA with me, Josh Armour, and the wordsmith, Sean Fuster.
That was a crazy show, and I'm glad we survived it to come here.
Backstage, people are yelling out, "Oi, the show's bloody started!" And I'm downstairs getting a photo shoot done, and I was like, "Oh, shit!" All of this is yours for free. Subscribe to Wrestle Radio Australia on iTunes or check us out on fnx.network. Wrestle Radio Australia, it's where the action is.